One is to encourage people to think outside the box. It is at that point they would get to realize that there is an alternative to doing something rather than bringing up and using negative attitudes. There's an alternative to being negative. There's an alternative to being negative. It is there and then that they would realize that, okay, probably being bad doesn't fetch me the thing, doesn't fetch me any good thing. So why don't I choose to be positive? It is at that point they would realize that, yes, I am supposed to have positive ideologies in my life. Encourage them to think outside the box. Encourage them to think for themselves. When they make mistakes, you correct them. It is at that point you put yourself in and be like, this is not how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be. They would listen to you because they have made a mistake and they need somebody to counsel them. And that is where you come in. So the first one is lead by example. The second one was communicate clearly. The third one was listen to other people's perspectives. The fourth one is encourage people to think outside the box. The fifth one is reward positive behavior. You need to have incentives. Incentives like rewards for someone who is doing good in the organization, for someone who is doing good in your family. You need to reward them. You need to make them happy. You need to if somebody like says, Dad, you forgot $1,000 in the car, and I said, let me just return it to you. Maybe you can give him $50 or $70. I'm like, yeah, take this. That is your reward for being honest to me. There are so many things you can do. It is at this point that they will realize that, so this is what actually pays, and they would want to do more and more. They want to be positive. The other kids will look and be like, that actually rewards somebody for doing this. And when the next time comes, they will do it and do it again. And if, to the extent that they get used to doing that same thing, and when they get to the public, they would be honest people. They will do it again and again and again. And that is how they will continue to do it until it becomes part and parcel of their lives. So it's very important to reward positive behaviors. Lead by example, communicate clearly, listen to other people's perspectives, encourage people to think outside the box, and reward positive behavior. Number six, share positive media. Share positive media. You can make posters in your company highlighting the importance of being good, highlighting the importance of having good values, highlighting the importance of implementing good values in the organization. You can make posters in your house highlighting the importance of being a good child, highlighting the importance of being a good citizen, highlighting the importance of being a good man, highlighting the importance of being a good woman, highlighting the importance of being a good teenager, highlighting the importance of being a good child. They would read it every day until it becomes part of them. So how do we transfer positive ideologies to the people around after us? Lead by example, communicate clearly, listen to other people's perspectives, encourage people to think outside the box, reward positive behavior, and share positive media. This is very important because you are making the world a better place. You are making your life better. You are making yourself the standard once you do that. You are the teacher of good. And once you are the teacher of good, people remember you for good. You have made an impact. If your child, if your staff can one day become a boss and teach his staffs the values that you have taught him, you become the standard. If your child can grow up one day and teach his children which will happen to be your grandchildren, the values that you have taught him, you have become the standard. They'll be like, my dad taught me, my mom taught me. That is the idea. That is part of your report card. The reports people would have about you when you even pass, even when you pass on, is the positive legacy you will have, you need to have. Because when people remember you for the positive thing you have done in their lives, in the society, then you become the standard of the society. What are the effects of transferring positive ideologies? The first one is improved well-being. When people begin to behave good, when people begin to have that good character, when people begin to have the urge to behave good, then of course the society will be good. Then of course the company will be good to run. Everybody will be honest. Everybody will be accountable. Everybody will be reliable. And that improves the well-being of everybody in the organization, including newcomers. You have set the standard. You have set the standard of by using positive values. And whatever is, whatever the backbone of every job that will be done in a company, the backbone of every step your child will take would be the positive values that you have taught them. And that will lead to improved well-being in your family, in your company, and even in the society at large. They would behave well to their schoolmates. Their schoolmates will learn from them, and they will transfer it, and it will become like that and that and that, and it leads to improved well-being. That is the idea. So what are the effects of transferring positive ideology? The first one is improved well-being. The second one is better social interaction. When people are honest with each other, when people hold positive ideologies to their hearts, then there will be better social interaction. There will be a better social life among them. They would, if it to reach a point that your kids, your staffs will start advising each other. They would be like, Mr. Alexander taught us that we should be firm when we are facing challenges. They would be like, oh, I had this experience and I used what Mr. Alexander said 2 weeks ago to solve the problem that I had. So probably you can do this and do that and see if you would solve it. If you cannot solve it, then you come back, then we'll go and meet Mr. Alexander. That is better social interaction. Your people become each other's advisors. That is the idea. That is better social interaction. People would interact with the backbone of positive values, with the backbone of positive ideologies. That is the idea. What are the effects of transferring positive ideology? The first one is improved well-being. The second one is better social interaction. The third one is better personal growth. You are the one transferring the positive ideology. As you are teaching people, you are gaining that inner satisfaction. You are gaining that inner confidence. Because like I said, you become the standard. You become the one everyone looks up to. And once you become the one everyone looks up to, you gain that confidence you need to become the best of the best. When everybody begins to use you as a reference point, you have that personal growth. You become the standard. And if you become the standard, you feel the urge to continuously improve on yourself. And once you feel the urge to continuously improve on yourself, then that is personal growth. You won't want to mess up in front of your kids. You won't want to mess up in front of your staffs. You would want to be as positive as possible. You would want to be as firm as possible when it comes to running the company, when it comes to running the family. You would want to be as positive as possible. And that is the idea of personal growth. Number four, reduce conflict. Reduce conflict. At a point when you begin to circulate your values, when your positive values begin to circulate around the organization, around the family, then everyone begins to have that, begins to be similar in terms of ideologies, in terms of positive ideologies. And there and then would everybody be able to think alike or close to alike. And therefore, there will be reduced conflict because everybody will be matured. The thing about positive ideologies, the thing about positive values is that once somebody has it, it becomes, he or she becomes more and more matured than ever before. He or she becomes more and more matured because he or she realizes that nah, it doesn't pay to be negative. It pays to be positive in everything you do. So what are the effects of transferring positive ideologies? Number one thing I spoke about was improved well-being. Number two was better social interaction. Number three was better personal growth. Number four, reduced conflict. Number five, improved environmental sustainability that will last even after one has passed on. People would remember you. The environment would remember you. The society would remember you for the impact you have made. Your staff will remember you. When tomorrow they open companies, they move on, they become big people, they will put you as a reference point. They would say they learned the art from Mr. Alexander. They will say they learned the art from Mrs. Madeline or whatever. That is the idea. You become the standard. Even after those staffs that you have trained have become successful, you will still remain the standard because you are the one that imparted their lives. You need to always remember that transfer of positive ideologies has a way and will make you have a positive legacy. It may seem like you ask yourself, why should I have a positive legacy? What concerns me? After all, I'm gone. There's no gain to have a positive legacy. There is a gain. There is a gain. And that is the fact that people will remember you. The universe will remember you. The society would remember you. Every single person that you have imparted will remember you. Your name will continuously be in their hearts. Your name will continuously be in their minds. Your name would be mentioned for the good things that you have done or you had done when you are alive, when you were alive. And that is very, very important. The conclusion of today's topic, which was transfer of positive ideologies, is that we as humans need to know that having awards and achievements are not the greatest things, but the positive impacts we make to the world. Not only would we be praised after we leave, but also we would live with inner satisfaction in our hearts. There is no greater thing a human can have than an inner satisfaction, because you know that you are the standard, because you know that you have made people's lives better, because you know you have made the society better. Have a very lovely day. Have a very lovely weekend, and have a very lovely week ahead. Forever and ever, my name remains Mr. Facts, speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. Once again, have a lovely day.
Brutal at the end of my rope, known for being unknown. I never made any ripples. And now the well is spent, and nobody carries nickels. Sometimes beauty peaks in the valley of a graceful defeat. Sometimes it's best to recognize details in the incomplete. Delete them demons, swimming thick in the meat of meaning. Hands bleeding, trying to defragment the feeling. Winter swells in a black ink hell, but oh well, sometimes I can't tell where the memories fell or demons dwell. Keep me guessing, words a mess in a brand new summer dress. Stay stressed over forgotten situations, don't obsess. A blessing and a curse, inverted reality and unrehearsed. Coming back to the same situations with new blood, caution and patience. But I'm still waiting, the cycle of man feeling more and more dated. Bullying values, like are we recycled or just wasted? Resonant chamber where men fight. An infallible fiction where things are alright and nobody dies. It hits hard like old scars of calcified flesh. No hope left, nope, just felt better when removing the mesh. Petrified stress, stuck in stone or deboned the mess. I digress, just trying to extract the marrow from the chest. And that's life, trying to carve a sculpture from a dull knife. Never abandon the fight until you're satisfied it's right.
Versus in it. intersect inside of me and manifest in verses. I choose to vibrate positive and reverse all the curses. Create a wave of energy and then a surf inertia. For purpose I was searching, but the only thing for certain is nothing is for certain. So I let dive is burning, so I pull back the curtain and let the light immerse me. And let the knowledge of the nothing convert in a person.
Unknown, I never made any ripples. Another well is spent, and nobody carries nickels. Sometimes beauty peaks in the valley of a graceful defeat. Sometimes it's best to recognize details in the incomplete. Delete them demons, swimming thick in the meat of meaning. Hands bleeding, trying to defragment the feeling. Winter swells in a black ink hell, but oh well, sometimes I can't tell whether memories fell or demons dwell. Keep me guessing, words a mess in a brand new summer dress. Stay stressed over forgotten situations, don't obsess. A blessing and a curse, inverted reality and unrehearsed. Coming back to the same situations with new blood, caution and patience. But I'm still waiting, the cycle of man feeling more and more dated. Bullying values, like are we recycled or just wasted? Resonant chamber where men fight. An infallible fiction where things are alright and nobody dies. It hits hard like old scars of calcified flesh. No hope left, nope, just felt better when removing the mesh. Petrified stress, stuck in stone or deboned the mess. I digress, just trying to extract the marrow from the chest. And that's life, trying to carve a sculpture from a dull knife. Never abandon the fight until you're satisfied it's right. In black smoke, petals plucked, lay bare my brutal at the end of my rope. Known for being unknown, I never made any ripples.
and now the well is spent, and nobody carries nickels. Sometimes beauty peaks in the valley of a graceful defeat. Sometimes it's best to recognize details in the incomplete. Delete them demons, swimming thick in the meat of meaning. Hands bleeding, trying to defragment the feeling. Winter swells in a black ink hell, but oh well, sometimes I can't tell whether memories fell or demons dwell. Keep me guessing, words a mess in a brand new summer dress. Stay stressed over forgotten situations, don't obsess. A blessing and a curse, inverted reality and unrehearsed. Coming back to the same situations with new blood, caution and patience. But I'm still waiting, the cycle of man feeling more and more dated. Bullying values, like all we recycled are just wasted. Resonant chamber where men fight. An infallible fiction where things are alright and nobody dies. It hits hard, like old scars of calcified flesh. No hope left, nope, just felt better when removing the mesh. Petrified stress, stuck in stone or deboned the mess. I digress, just trying to extract the marrow from the chest. And that's life, trying to carve a sculpture from a dull knife. Never abandon the fight until you're satisfied it's right.